Do you love Elon Musk? Do you hate Elon Musk? Do you have no idea what to think about Elon Musk? Then we have just the show for you.
He's become even more larger than life.
Buying Twitter doesn't get us closer to Mars.
They are like really close to the edge of like everything falling apart.
Like, oh, Elon, I volunteer, put a chip in my brain.
Each week on this podcast, we'll break down, analyze, and debate the most important stories on Musk and his empire.
It's all one big universe. You just work for Elon Inc.
From Bloomberg Businessweek, this is Elon Inc. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. We explore some of the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr, along with Damian Sassauer and Rich Truman.
And you know
what that means. It's Wednesday. It's podcast day for fantasy sports football. Oh, man. I cannot believe we are already, gentlemen, in week 10. Week 10 is just like we started the show, and now it's week 10. It's like, my goodness.
And you know what that means? That means that there might be teams in your league with six or maybe even seven losses on the year. And you know what that means? One more loss and it's no bueno for them. They're not making the playoffs, which means if the trade deadline still holds.
You were thinking
There's some fleecing to be had out there.
Listen, I'll give you a shoe and a bag of footballs, and you give me, and you know, I could see that happen.
It's like, you know, when you get the call coming from like a 6-3 or 7-2 team, you're like, oh, here it comes. It's that time of year. It's like, oh, who do they want?
Speaking of which, Jonathan Taylor, you think he is anything left, or you think he's a great buy low candidate?
Me personally, I don't want anything to do with Jonathan Taylor. I think the asking price is going to be still far too high because you don't kind of know what you're getting. You might be getting the number one overall, but I doubt you are, especially the way that offense looks.
They have no quarterback.
I'm a seller. I mean, look, if you can get him for the right price, but what team drafts him number one overall and just gives him away for a WR2 or an RB2 or something like that? It just doesn't make sense.
Well, first of all, you're only going to get pennies on the dollar. Second of all, the Colts. Jim Irsay decided he threw out Frank Reich as head coach. Now he put in Jeff Saturday. Now, I know he's popular as a player. He was one of the best centers for the team. But the man never had any coaching experience ever.
Yeah, and their offensive coordinator's never called the guy who's calling plays Sunday's never called a play in an NFL game is 30 years old.
Oh, good. That's going to work out well.
It doesn't look good. It doesn't. No, and their schedule's not easy either. So, I mean, I was checking them out earlier. I mean, don't kid yourself. I was looking at Jonathan Taylor. I mean, what you want to do at this time of year is you want to take a guy on your team who's at a high now, you know, and there aren't that many of them after some of these last few weeks, and that's the guy you want to be looking to get as much as you can for him. So, I mean, for me, I mean, look, it's going to be hard to pull anything off. A lot of people are married, and you've got bye weeks coming up, right? I mean, plenty of them. So for these teams that have six or seven losses that need to win now, they can't afford one more loss, you know, maybe, and you can perhaps, if you have a better record, now's the time to be looking at, you know, I don't know, the Burrows, the Jacksons, the Mixons, the Ramondre Stevensons of the world. All those guys are off this week, and those teams might need some help.
Four teams on the bye: the Patriots, the Jets, the Bengals, the Ravens. By the way, don't you have Joe Burrow, Rich, as your quarterback?
I do, Mr. Barr, but luckily I did pick up Justin Fields a couple weeks ago while everybody left him alone on waivers. So I think I'll play Justin Fields this week. Thank you. And I believe we're playing each other. So.
Empty spread. They fake it to Jones. Keeper Fields cuts inside, looking for the goal line. Into the end zone for the touchdown.
We'll see what happens.
Don't you hear the smack talking, everybody out there? Don't you feel the tension that's going on out there? We got this is one of those weeks, by the way, where you're going to have to take a look at some of your important injuries. Now, let's talk about this for a second, because Josh Taylor,
Allen.
I'm talking to Josh Allen.
I'm reading your mind, I know.
You hear me. It's like, granted, he threw a 70-yarder in the game at the end.
Allen tosses, deep ball on the way, incomplete.
But
he'd be going in for Tommy John surgery if he was a pitcher in the major league.
Yeah, I mean, what do you do?
I mean, if I were the Bills, fantasy aside, I would rest him for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You know, they're short to make the playoffs, and they could can beat anybody on the road, so why not let the guy rest for a couple weeks? Fantasy is a different question.
I mean, I think if you're sticking with the quarterback position, you're absolutely right to highlight Fields. I mean, what, he had the most rushing yards by a quarterback in NFL history. But, you know, a guy is flying up the board, and it's because of a big trade that happened into the deadline. Jimmy G.
Yep.
Jimmy Garoppolo just has to dump it off to CMC and let him go.
It is Garoppolo looking. Garoppolo under pressure, throws to the back of the end zone. Caught by Christian McCaffrey. Touchdown!
And that's going to be very good for his numbers. I like him if you need a spot fill this week.
You know who else is looking pretty good if you need a quarterback? Daniel Jones.
DJ.
Giants. Yep. I have to say, yep. You know what? The Giants are real. I don't think they're paper tigers, and I don't think the Jets are paper tigers. Now, they're off this week, but hey.
You know what I noticed from last week? I wanted to see how it was going to work out, but one of the big trades involved Michael Barr's favorite team. T.J. Hockenson went to the Vikings.
Oh, love that trade.
So, you know, they have a lot of weapons. They have Justin Jefferson. They have Cook. And I'm like, how's he going to do? He had nine catches for 70 yards, and Justin Jefferson still got his. He had seven catches for 115. I think T.J. Hockenson is going to be great the rest of the year.
I mean, do you think he's got Andrews potential? I mean,
I absolutely do in that offense.
Okay.
I do.
Good, because I have him in my big money league. Oh. I mean,
I have him in our league. Okay.
So here's what I would say also, you know, sticking with the injuries, Mr. Barr, you know, you've got a few at the running back position. You know, Aaron Jones. You know, I look, Green Bay, I mean, this is right about the time of year where Aaron Jones just mails it in. He just mails it in for the rest of the year. So what about a guy like A.J. Dillon picking him up off somebody's bench?
I have him on my other
I mean, you know, like, you know, you got to look at these things as you come into the end of the year. And, you know, Zeke, I mean, I think they're playing each other, actually, if I'm not mistaken, right? I think
Green Bay.
Yeah, Zeke's questionable. So look for Tony Pollard to have a large role. So, you know, I mean, you know, some of these guys, these middling running backs, can have a large role on your teams if they're out there.
Osage County, Oklahoma is getting a lot of attention right now. It's the setting of Martin Scorsese's latest film, Killers of the Flower Moon. The movie is based on a book about the 1920s Osage murders, when white men poured into Osage County and killed Osage people for their oil wealth. I'm Rachel Adams Hurd, the host of In Trust, a podcast from Bloomberg and iHeartMedia. For over a year, I was reporting a different story about other ways white people got Osage land and wealth, and how a prominent ranching family in Osage County became one of the biggest landowners here. Their ranching empire was built on land that at the turn of the century was all owned by the Osage Nation. So how'd they get it? Listen to the award-winning podcast, In Trust, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know who had a regression the last couple of weeks, but I think he's due for a bounce back game this week? Josh Jacobs.
The late hand up to Jacobs. Huge hole at the middle, 10. Cuts rates at 5. Touchdown, Jacobs.
The last 2 weeks, 11 and 7 points respectively after getting more than 30 for 3 straight weeks, but I think he bounces back against the Indianapolis Colts home.
Well, Rich, what do you think of this guy Jaylen Warren on Pittsburgh? You know, everybody's talking about him right now. I think Tomlin's saying that they might not play Najee. I mean, what's going on there?
I just picked him up in my other league.
Yeah,
they said he's going to get more and more carries. And you know what? The more and more Pittsburgh falls in the standings and is out of it, why wouldn't they give this guy more run?
Yeah, why wouldn't they give him more? Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, look, and you know what's here's the other thing that's really getting me, right? I mean, it's the Detroit Lions, Mr. Barr. I mean, you've got running back by committee now in Detroit, and you've got running back by committee now in Miami. You know, Mostert, who was looking great a few weeks ago, I mean, now it's the split time with Wilson. I mean, those backfields just changed on a dime, right? It's just going to make things really difficult for some of those teams.
What if you really want to take a long shot with the quarterback? And yeah, I know he's got a history, but Deshaun Watson. Would you take a chance on Deshaun Watson?
I think my boy Damian picked him up in the league.
Absolutely. I mean, if you missed out on quarterbacks this year, if you were riding with Matthew Stafford the way I was, you know, and everyone's gone. Fields is gone. Everyone's gone. I mean, you have really no choice. You gotta be playing for the playoffs. And look, if you have 6 or 7 wins like I do, I mean, now's the time you got to be looking at him really seriously. So yeah, no, I picked him up. I'm looking to make the playoffs and make a run when I get there.
You know, I'm going to give this away, and I'm telling you guys right now, because the Raiders are playing the Colts, you know what could be a pickup is Derek Carr. And it's like, And I'm telling you now, I'm going for Derek Carr. So if you guys just want to be, you know, me.
Who's your alternative?
I have Aaron Rodgers, and I have Mr. Golf from the Lions.
Yeah.
Now, I could play those two, but I am going to go for Derek Carr. I dropped him, by the way.
You know what? I had drafted him in our league, and I dropped him, and then you picked him up, and you dropped him.
Yeah. But now.
Good luck with that.
Well, look, I'll tell you this. Davante Adams was an absolute beast last week. It was a real bounce back for him. I mean, granted the losing effort. But, you know, if you look at receivers, you know, the guy who really kind of is starting to really flash for me is Christian Kirk in Jacksonville.
Trevor fires right corner of the end zone. Caught for the touchdown. Trevor Lawrence to Christian Kirk for the score.
I mean, he is a guy who I think for the rest of the season is going to play like a WR2, no questions asked. I mean, he has become Trevor Lawrence's go-to guy, and their schedule is pretty favorable. And look, he's put up good numbers against good teams, good defenses.
And that's a good transition because one of my sleeper picks is the same kind of theme. I like Evan Ingram. They're playing the Chiefs. Mm. They're going to fall behind. Lawrence has to throw a lot, so that's one of my sleeper picks is Evan Ingram, but I definitely understand what you're talking about, Kirk. I also think the Miami-Cleveland game would be high scoring, Kareem Hunt gets a lot of catches out of the backfield if they're trying to play catch-up. And Amon-Ra St. Brown and your Detroit Lions was good early. Obviously, he was injured. I think he played in more than 95% of the snaps last week. Mm-hmm. Chicago-Detroit actually could be a high-scoring game. Mm-hmm. So I like him as a possible sleeper also.
You know, what's interesting is if you look at the one most high-scoring offense, I think it is probably now, or one of them, is the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah. It looks like you have a little bit more clarity there about the wide receiver position, right? Because Hardman's really stepped into that wide receiver two, wide receiver three, because Kelce is really the WR1. But I mean, like, now you've got Hardman, you've got Smith-Schuster, right? So those are the three. I mean, no more MVS, no more Sky Moore, no more nonsense. And so, you know, if Hardman's out there, which he is in a lot of leagues, I mean, how do you not, you know, make a move for him?
Now, talking about defenses, because again, we got the bye weeks. If you have the Patriots defense, you're going to have to pick up another defense. Anything look good out there for you guys? And the Ravens are off too.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, in a lot of leagues, I don't know why. Maybe it's just me. I've seen the 49ers out there, I think, after the bye week, right?
Some people drop them. I would like the Giants against Houston as a possible sleeper pick.
Yeah.
The Chiefs against the Jaguars.
Ravens look great. The Titans looked great. I mean, these are obviously, I'm thinking of the ones that might still be out there in your leagues, right? I mean, Tampa may have been dropped after they lost, I forget his name, Shaq Barrett, to injury, but they looked great last week.
But you are correct. A lot of teams do drop defenses on their bye weeks, and it's a great time to try to pick somebody up.
Yeah.
One thing about Josh Allen, because of this injury, is that if you drafted a guy like a Josh Allen as your quarterback, you probably didn't have a backup quarterback because you thought, hey, I got Josh Allen. So, you know, outside of covering something for the bye, a little pickup bye, you're going to be good to go. But now, you know, like I said, what do you do? So, you know, you're going to have to work the waiver wire this week. Again, remember, the Patriots, Jets, Bengals, and Ravens, they are all off on the bye in week 10. I cannot believe it. It is time now. If you're going to make a move, like you gentlemen said, do it now, because if you wait any longer, you're not going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, you only got 2 weeks probably left till the trade deadline, too.
This has been the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast, where we explore some of the big money issues in the world of sports and what's not bigger than fantasy football. This is Michael Barr, along with Damian Sassauer and Rich Truman. And we're here with our podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And by the way, you can download these podcasts wherever you get them.
Do you love Elon Musk? Do you hate Elon Musk? Do you have no idea what to think about Elon Musk? Then we have just the show for you.
He's become even more larger than life.
Buying Twitter doesn't get us closer to Mars.
They are like really close to the edge of like everything falling apart.
Like, oh, Elon, I volunteer, put a chip in my brain.
Each week on this podcast, we'll break down, analyze, and debate the most important stories on Musk and his empire.
It's all one big universe. You just work for Elon Inc.
From Bloomberg Businessweek, this is Elon Inc. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.